and love, and welcome to The Purpose Pod, the podcast to guide you on your pathway to purpose. This podcast episode is sponsored by Raise Your Vibration Online Meditation Circle. How are you doing? This is your host, Oneness Sankara, purpose coach, purpose poet, and sister in service. And I'm sure that description is going to be getting longer and longer, because in this time that we are in, this unprecedented time that we are in right now, we are being called to draw upon all manner of creativity to support us through the various processes and places that we are mentally, spiritually, and physically finding ourselves in. So welcome. How are you? It would be really, really nice to know. Big love and blessings to you who are listening now, and those who have been supporting this podcast and generally supporting this work, you know. And we'll talk a bit more about that later. This episode is actually inspired by one of my favorite poems of mine, actually. And is that a strange thing to say, that you have a favorite bit of your own work? But it is one of my favorites, in the sense that if I only ever had a chance to say one more poem, which one would I choose? It would be this one, because I feel like it encompasses everything that all of my work is about on some level. So I give you LOVE.
You see, it's time for us to pick our people up, live in peace.
It's like a chain. Our interconnectedness is only as strong as its weakest link. African proverbs are filled with such wisdom about Ubuntu and Umoja. You know, it takes a village to, you know, do all sorts, but you know, village to raise a child. One hand can't clap, each one teach one, all speaking to our truth, the truth of humanity, that we need each other, that we are connected and our behavior impacts each other. I mean, that English poet once said that no man is an island to make this very point. And I grew up hearing this phrase and there was, I don't know, something that irked me somewhat, as it infers that an island is separate when the truth is nothing is separate. From humans to animals to nature, everything is connected. I mean, I sit here in so-called social isolation, and like the island, I am supposed to be separate. And yet, I feel my people. I feel my planet in my heart, as though we were right here in the same physical space, reminding me that we are so connected beyond our physicality, and that we are truly as strong as our weakest link. And thus, we must strengthen ourselves and strengthen each other. With love, kindness, peace, joy, and all high vibrational states of being. I say this, right? But how do we actually do that in the face of what is going on today? Like, we don't know what's going to happen next. Food, jobs, education, health, etc., etc. So we are being called upon right now to be visionaries. We must have laser focus to look beyond what is happening now and connect emotionally and spiritually to that which we have the potential to create. Now, this message is not about ignoring now. Like, now is time for us to be present, to be creative. Be that first in our stillness and introspection, and then to our actions. We must creatively think outside the box that actually no longer exists. Now, this is a necessity. And it might sound like a big deal, but fear not. We are already doing it. We are educating without schools. We are working without offices. We are finding our rhythm without 9 to 5. Damn, we may even be cleaning our butts without toilet paper. Point being that everything that we thought was so fixed is all of a sudden fluid. And that fluidity may not always feel easy. And with that being said, I am going to give you a little exercise here to support that. So I am inviting you to find a safe space where you can close your eyes and just take a few moments of stillness for the next few minutes. So make sure you're not responsible for any machinery or anything like that. And find a space where you can sit comfortably or lay down and close your eyes. Taking a moment to bring your attention to your breath. And just observe your breathing. Are you breathing shallow? Are you breathing deeply? And I just invite you to allow your breath to get a bit deeper. Inhaling and exhaling. And now I'd like you to bring your attention to your crown, to the top of your head, and imagine it slowly opening. And as it opens, a waterfall of beautiful, loving, healing light is being poured into your crown, filling up your head, your neck, your shoulders, running down your arms to your fingertips, continuously flowing as you inhale and exhale, as it flows down your chest into your heart. And just feel it in your heart for a moment as it continues to flow through your crown, into your heart, right down into your base, making its way down your legs, into your feet, just continuous flow, continuous fluidity. Just allow it to flow to every cell, atom, and molecule in your body. Allow this light to show you how natural and how safe change is. Reminding you, giving you the physical reference points for the truth, which is that change is constant. Reminding you that even the version of you who sat down to engage in this exercise is not the same version that sits here now, because we are constantly changing, constantly in flow, constantly regenerating. Allow that flow to continue, crown, to your heart, to your base. Continuous flow. Remembering that any time where the flow, where the change, where the fluidity feels, where it feels tight or scary or stuck, just remember that you can tune in, connect with your breath, and connect to the universal truth of flow, fluidity, and change. We give thanks and we give gratitude for being able to experience this on all levels of our being. And in your own time, I'd like you to bring your attention to your feet and that energy just rooting itself into Mother Earth, where that flow is constantly held, where your change and your flow is being supported and rooted into your daily life and into your daily experiences. Bringing your attention to your feet. Bringing your attention to the room that you are in, to the surface that has been holding you and continues to hold you. You can wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. You can stretch your face. And in your own time, open your eyes. Thank you for being present for that. And do let me know how that was for you. And if this is something that feels good and that you'd like to be part of a deeper, longer guided meditation where you can pick up tools to really support you in your daily life and your daily experience, then do join us this Thursday, 2 p.m. BST or GMT, English time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Caribbean time, New York time, etc. So do tune in and join us on the 16th of April for Raise Your Vibration online meditation circle, because it is very powerful, us connecting in to ourselves individually, but it's even more powerful when we do that as part of a collective. Because yeah, you know, we are in a situation where we can feel like we're missing that connection, you know, we miss ceremony, collective ritual, human contact, and all of which are important. And we will have this again. But even now, we are not powerless by any stretch of the imagination. Our connection to each other is real and powerful, and it transcends space and time. We are so blessed to be in a time whereby we do have the internet and we do have technology where we can still see each other and hear each other's voices. But guess what? That stuff, that technology, is based on us as humans, our potential and capabilities. I mean, how amazing is that? We drop our jaws in awe at the latest iPhone, I don't know, 24. And yet, it's actually the iPhone that is trying to copy us, trying to emulate what we have inside. And even more than being blessed to have the internet and technology, we are even more blessed to have ourselves and each other and the gifts that we have inside us, individually and collectively. And I know that there are some teachings out there that say we as humans will never be enough, that we were born in sin and that we were born, you know, flawed and therefore lacking something. But I view it differently. I believe that we are born in love, that we are so special and so powerful and so amazing, and we have the potential to collectively have amazing lives and lifetimes filled with beautiful, rich experiences together. But we first have to make that happen within. Because when we go deep enough within, we find our light. And it is in that light that we remember that we are all one. We find our connection to each other. So as I said in the poem earlier, L-O-V-E, we are one and one is we. That is it from me today. Thank you so, so much for connecting in with the energy of this podcast. And as I said, this episode is sponsored by Raise Your Vibration online meditation circle. So there will be a link in the description. And if you want to know more, do hit me up. Also have recorded meditations. So if you want to have something that, you know, you can keep on your device or, you know, on your computer and listen to it at your leisure, then do hit me up as well, because I do have a free offering of a high vibration activation. So the links will be in the description, and let's stay connected. Connect with me at Oneness Poet on Insta or any of the other social media platforms. And I really, really look forward to us continuing to work together, raising our vibrations and creating the world which deep down we know that we deserve and we know that we can create. So that's it from me. You've been listening to The Purpose Pod, the podcast to guide you on your pathway to purpose.